From the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Rapids, the Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. This almost feels a little like football, where we play only on Friday nights. This is the Evergreens' second game in 2 weeks because of the weather, which has disrupted a lot of the winter sports schedules. Tonight, boys basketball, D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. The Evergreens will look for some revenge tonight. They come in with a 12-5 record. That's great. And when last seen, they were overtime winners over Spash, breaking a 13-game losing streak against Stevens Point. So that's great, too. But of those five defeats, the one bad loss, the one loss to a team below 500, the one that you think they should have won and didn't, was the earlier meeting in December between the Evergreens and Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids came from behind and won 92-91. So the Evergreens will look to turn that around. Rapids is only 4-13, and that win over D.C. Everest is one of just two conference wins for the Red Raiders, and it is their signature win this season. Starting lineups are going to be introduced in just a moment. Evergreens will start Zion Turner, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbeck, Ethan Ostrowski, and Jake Broadhagen. Evergreens wear their road green with the yellow numerals and white trim. Wisconsin Rapids only suits up 9 for varsity. Their starters will be Austin Pilo, Nathan Krumenacher, Keegan Polchinski, Dylan Lizitza, who had 41 points against the Evergreens, and Matt Schooley will be their post player. For pregame warm-ups, we are entertained by the Wisconsin Rapids fiddle team, and they will be giving us our national anthem as we go down to courtside.
We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and our officials in a positive and respectful manner. Profane, racial, or sexist comments or other intimidating actions will not be tolerated and the grounds removed from this site of competition. Read tonight's sports message is a student who is a national DECA representative and all conference offensive lineman, a student leader here at Lincoln High School, member of the Letters Club, varsity letter winner, our own senior, demonstrate positive sportsmanship in victory or defeat through your words and actions. Set a good example for us and others around you. Shoot good plays and everyone on the team. Practice self-control. Remember, this is a game. We are here to learn, grow, and have fun. Please enjoy the game in a positive manner. Let's play some ball.
And now we go to our, we've got 11 string musicians, 3 cellos, and then a couple of violins and violas, as the crowd here at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse rises for the Star Spangled Banner.
With the playing our national anthem. Tonight, playing our national anthem is a Lincoln High School well-regarded fiddle squad led by their director and leader, Miss Ginger Martin.
Thank you.
That's a very nice job. They're outstanding. So we were not pumped up through the PA system before the game. No Jay-Z or Kanye or Black Eyed Peas, but the fiddle team does have, let's see, Crocodile Rock and Shut Up and Dance With Me. We're all part of their pregame repertoire, so not too shabby, right? Right. Wisconsin Rapids, the home team, wears their white jerseys with the red numerals and red letters. Rapids has lost four of their last five games and on a three-game losing streak. Evergreens have won their last two, but again, the games have been spread out like crazy. The Evergreens, what, two Friday nights ago, got a win over Wausau West. Had all of their games either snowed or frozen out between then and last Friday. And then are seeing action for the first time this week, tonight. Couple of quick schedule updates before this game gets underway. The Evergreens were supposed to play Eau Claire Memorial. That game was canceled because of the weather and will not be made up. The Evergreens were scheduled to play Marshfield High School. Well, that game is on for tomorrow at the Everest Fieldhouse at 3:30, and that game will be on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Our hockey team has a makeup game tomorrow night, 7:30 at KB Willett against Spash. That will also be on Fox Sports Radio. So your friendly announcer, 3:30 basketball, 7:30 hockey, and we've already given a heads up to the State Patrol that there is no speed limit in between those games. Right? Right. Basketball tonight, Everest and Rapids, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans too. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun. All right, the pregame fiddling and the starting lineups have been announced. We gather at the center circle. Jake Broadhagen will jump for the Evergreens. Austin Pilo is going to jump center for Rapids. And we'll be underway in just a moment. And when these teams met before, Zion Turner put up 28. Alex Studeman had 21 for the Evergreens in defeat. The Evergreens coughed up a 20-point lead from the first half when these teams played first time. So is revenge served cold tonight where it's minus one outside? Let's light this candle. We're underway. Wisconsin Rapids controls the opening tap. Again, Rapids short bench. They only suit up nine for varsity. Down low for Nathan Kronemacher. He is guarded closely there by Ethan Ostrowski. While the double team rotated over to him, he has to go back out. Rapids plays this in the half court. Evergreens average 71 points a game. Rapids averages 50. Fought also, with the exception of Dylan Lizitza, who is a standout guard for Rapids, thought the Evergreens had better personnel, which is why that loss was even more frustrating from earlier in the season. It's in Lizitza's hand now, dives in, double team, while three players collapsed on him, and Dylan's going to get to the free throw line. He is an excellent foul shooter. Actually, they're going to say non-shooting? All right. Fouls on Hallenbeck, his first, and Rapids will inbound underneath. So a common foul goes in all the way up high to Keegan Polchinski. Down low underneath, Kronemacher. Wow, he kind of bent back. He received that ball underneath the cylinder, puts it up and in. Rapids holds the ball for almost a minute and gets 2-0. Evergreens now with their first look. Broadhagen in the corner. He can hit from there. Goes back out to Zion Turner. Turner's got Nathan Kronemacher on him, back out. Open for a three, too long for the Evergreens' Alex Studeman, and it's a one-and-done trip. Rebounded by Keegan Polchinski. Long three there for Austin Pilo. Short, just grazed the front rim. Ethan Ostrowski tracks the rebound down in the corner for the Evergreens. Zion Turner in, carried that ball, turned over. Zion looks around like he wasn't sure what he did. So the Evergreens have a miss and a turnover on their first two possessions. A slow start for Everest, but trailing only 2-0. 16 and a half to play first half. Brought up here by Kronemacher. They use Lizitza here as a shooting guard. In fact, he's got the ball now. Looks to drive on Turner. Cut off along the baseline. Up, friendly roll. Nope, out it went. Ball is tied up on the rebound between Matt Schooley of Rapids and Ostrowski of the Evergreens. And the arrow points in the trees direction. Everest will get it back. Yeah. Just if you're wondering about quality of play tonight, when school is canceled, practice is canceled too. So the Evergreens are short a little time in the gym coming into tonight's game. Hallenbeck, nice spin move, left hand, everything but a finish. Hallenbeck fights for his own rebound, reverses underneath, he scores, and he's fouled. Hallenbeck did a lot of nice work there. Hallenbeck fought for his own rebound off the miss, reversed at the rim and got it in, and was fouled too. As the Evergreens get on the scoreboard, and if this free throw is true, they'll have their first lead of the night. Round and out. 2-2 tie. Rapids gets that rebound. Lizitza to the front court with Zion Turner on him, best on best. Wow, he dragged his foot over there. Nathan Kronenmacher is lucky that he didn't get called for that. Kronenmacher got a touch, and as he was moving into pass position, came back out. Long three from the near side. Kronenmacher, who rotated to the far side, missed. Rebound comes out to Jake Broadhagen. Zion Turner pops a quick three the other way, halfway down and out. Still tied 2-2. Team's trade misses from behind the arc. No offensive rebounds to speak of in this game, except for Hallenbeck's board. Lizitza almost lost that ball in the corner, tracked down his own wobble there, and got it back out to Matt Schooley on the reset. Driving in traffic, got a foul as Austin Pirlo goes to the rim. Boy, looked to be like Alex Studeman is going to get the foul called on him. I thought Alex was set there. Official who's much closer disagrees. Studeman's first, team second, and two free throws for Wisconsin Rapids. The first of which is around the cylinder and in for Austin Pirlo. One more coming. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Tolusti, Kennedy & Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tolusti, Kennedy & Dirks. Pirlo's second free throw, good. 4-2 Rapids. Zion Turner to the front court for the Evergreens. Studeman now to the corner for Ethan Ostrowski. Evergreens work this on the perimeter. Rapids shows man-to-man defense. Hallenbeck gets a touch. Broadhagen thought about driving in, back out to Studeman, who is cut off. Studeman still has his dribble. Wow, his defender gave up on him, and Studeman just bends around the left side and scores. Alex Studeman, who feasted off the Rapids defense when these teams met before, ties the game at 4 apiece. Under 15 to play now in the first half. Open for a three. Wow, and not popping was Nathan Kronenmacher. Kronenmacher was able to shake his defender off a screen. Now a straight on three. Lizitza, good. As the Evergreen scene, Dylan can heat up, and then he's the best player on the floor all of a sudden, and Hallenbeck gets it in the corner, traveled. Nathan Kronenmacher was coming in ready to pick Hallenbeck's pocket, and the feet were still moving, the ball wasn't, turned over. 7-4 Rapids, they get the ball back. You know, over recent years, the Evergreens have not had a lot of success in this building either. They've lost their last three trips down here to Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids works the perimeter. Pirlo down, low inside, missing at the rim is Schooley, but a rebound, offensive rebound up and in for Keegan Polchinski. 9-4. Zion Turner straight on three, fading backwards. Good! Zion Turner with an answer for the Evergreens. 9-7. Played Zion much too soft. When Zion's got the ball behind the arc, you've got to be up within half a step of him. If you're softer than that, that ball's going to go up, and more often than not, Zion's going to make you pay. Rapids lead down to two, while Matt Schooley with his arm out on Jake Broadhagen, not called, goes to the corner. Kronenmacher passes up the three, drives in, misses at the rim. Offensive rebound, hooking back, and in is Keegan Polchinski. Polchinski's got two offensive boards and two baskets. 11-7 Rapids, long cross-court pass, Broadhagen pops for the baseline, good! Broadhagen could put an X in that spot of the floor. That's where Big Jake shoots and hits from. Gets the three to make it a one-point game. 11-10. See if Rapids has an answer here. Austin Pirlo gives it over to Kronenmacher. You know, for Rapids, it only suits up 9 for varsity. It's a balanced scoring attack. Dylan's the offensive star. Pops a three here. Zion Turner may have gotten a fingertip on that. Still hit the rim, round and out. A miss. And the Evergreens get the rebound. Hallenbeck with his dribble. No look to the corner. Alex Studeman. Good for the Evergreens' first lead of the night. Set up by Hallenbeck. And the Evergreens are on top now, 13-11. See if the Evergreens can hold on to the momentum. Got to tighten up on the defensive board. Straight on three could give Rapids the lead again. Cronenmacher too strong. Schooley rebound. A lot of traffic underneath. Misses underneath. And Studeman rips down the rebound for the Evergreens to Zion Turner. One-on-one. Turner to the rim. Scores. Zion Turner has five for Everest. 15-11. Keaton Edwards to come in for the Evergreens on the next stoppage. So the Evergreens look like they're struggling a little on the offensive boards and want a little more presence there. Evergreens will put Colton Keelman in also on the next whistle. Everest up by four, now under 12 minutes to play. Rapids in half court here. Lizitza drives in on Turner. Wow, Dillon's got that arm out too, not whistled. Passes off to the baseline to Nathan Cronenmacher. Goes out of play. Knocked out of bounds by the Everest defender. Knocked out by Ostrowski. So let's see. Keaton Edwards is coming in for Broadhagen. Colton Keelman is coming in for... Well, it's an early break for who? Keelman's in for Ostrowski. Rapids keeps the ball, trailing by four. Down low here to Cronenmacher. Over Studeman, Cronenmacher scores. Evergreens have four players in the scoring column. Rapids has four players in the scoring column. In traffic, driving, hanging, scoring is Brian Hallenbach. That's a nice take to the rim. Well, suddenly no one's getting defensive stops in this game. 17-13 Evergreens. Rapids holds up high. Garrett Wiernick. Wiernick tried to force that into Keegan Polchinski. It's on the floor. They're going to say that's tied up. Ah, it's unfortunate. That ball was coming free, and the Evergreens are going to possess it. The arrow is in Rapids' favor. They'll inbound underneath. Yeah, Garrett Wiernick just came in off the bench and almost turned that ball over, tried to get it into a tight spot in the lane. A lot of hands of Everest defenders there. They inbound all the way up high to Nathan Cronenmacher. Along the baseline, Lizitza fades backwards. He is fouled as he was fading away. The only thing you don't like about that foul is that Dillon is fading away backwards, which makes that a much higher percentage shot. He's going to get to the free throw line. Fouls on Zion Turner. Dillon has 3 points. Dillon was quiet in the first half when these teams met before, but was on fire in the second. Makes his first free throw. Good. Caden Kautzer subs in for Wisconsin Rapids here. Lizitza has one more free throw. It's good. 17-15 as the Evergreens lead, which was 4, is now halved to 2. Hallenbach almost dribbled in. Wow, Hallenbach got a quick start up and in. Hallenbach switched from the left side to the right side, blink of an eye. Hallenbach's got a quick 6, and the Evergreens are back up 19-15. Wow, a clear out here for Wiernick. Wiernick got into traffic underneath and dished it off to Keegan Polchinski. Polchinski scores at the rim. Yeah, the Evergreens need to tighten up a little bit on the inside. Back out. Studeman, 3. Good. Alex Studeman. His second from behind the arc. So the Evergreens trade a 3 for a 2, and their lead grows to 22-17. This possession is going to bring us under 10 minutes in the first half. Points seem to be coming easily. Wow, again, Lizitza's got that elbow out. Is that going to be called tonight? He created separation with Zion Turner, had to back out, though. Cronenmacher back out for a Lizitza 3. No good off the back rim. Hallenbach gets the rebound for the Evergreens, a one-and-done trip. Had Colton Keelman all alone down court, didn't see him. The Evergreens will play this half court to Zion Turner. A step-back 3 off the back of the rim. No good. Track down to the corner. Zion Turner, hustle play, almost knocked off the Rapids player. It's going to be off Zion Turner. It'll stay with Rapids. Caden Kautzer, who just came in off the bench, was letting that ball come to him, and Zion Turner closed on him like a shot. Almost stole that ball back. Zion was 4 or 5 steps away, where the Rapids player was right on top of that ball and was letting it come to him. Out-hustled. Evergreens by 5, Rapids with the ball. Here's a 3 up and good for Garrett Wiernick. Now 22-20. Here's Howland back down low. Keaton Edwards, first touch. Down low, low blocks. Near side, Keaton Edwards goes back out. Felt the pressure from Garrett Wiernick. Howland back, trapped along the baseline. Slips past his player. He's fouled and he scores! A nifty move by Howland back. Back is the best player on the floor right now. Three of his drives to the basket have all been creative. That one was too. Spun on his defender and slipped past the one-on-one coverage along the baseline, got it high off the glass and scored, and was fouled too. Keegan Polchinski fouled him, looking to complete the three-point play, and he doesn't. Ball's tipped around. Evergreens have Braden Kinderman in here. Kinderman couldn't squeeze it. Tipped it back to Rapids. 24-20. Over to Caden Kautzer. Back out to Dylan Lizitza. Zion Turner is on him. That's the defensive matchup that the Evergreens want. Garrett Wiernick. Wiernick makes an extra pass. Wow, his defender is a player. Keegan Polchinski wasn't expecting it. Polchinski to the rim. He is fouled and misses off the back bracket and then the front of the rim. Almost went down for a three. Foul beyond Keaton Edwards. Two free throws for Keegan Polchinski, one of just two seniors on this Rapid squad. His first is good. Well, one of the things you'd like to get straightened out, Rapids is now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Evergreen's 0-for-2. This could make it a two-point game, and he is indeed a two-point game. 24-22. Evergreens have led by as many as five, but have really gotten no separation from this second-to-last place Wisconsin Rapids team. For whatever reason, Rapids playing the Evergreens tough. Baseline open for a three is Keelman. Instead, Keelman drives in, goes off the feet of a Rapids player. Now we got a foul called there along the baseline. It's going to be on Rapids. Dylan Lizitza is called for the foul, his first. Certainly if Dylan, because he's the standout player for Rapids, if he gets into foul trouble, that would change the shape of the game. Long inbound to Zion Turner. Three right through the cords for Zion Turner. Z's second three. He has eight. 27-22 Evergreens. Again, Rapids has to tighten up on Zion Turner from the outside. Now he got a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be on the Evergreens. He's fighting down low. I think this is on Braden Kinderman. It is. Team's fifth. I mean, the Evergreens inbounded that ball from underneath their own basket to Zion Turner all the way top of the circle, and the Rapids defense was soft. Off the inbounds pass goes back out. Lizitza almost lost the handle on that. Got his dribble, and Zion Turner comes out to guard him a little closer now. He'll in between the legs. They set a screen for him, get the switch off along the baseline, and Dylan missed. That was the matchup that Rapids wanted. Got the switch off so Cade Sievertson was on him. Sievertson's now in the game. Back out, three. Off the back bracket, no good. Wow, Kinderman was mugged underneath, and there's no loose ball foul on it. Ball's out of bounds off the Everest miss, and it's going to go over to Rapids. The Rapids player who was on Kinderman armbarred him and brought him down to his knees on the floor there, and there was no call. Kinderman will go out. The Evergreens opting for the size of Jake Broadhagen coming back in. Under 8 minutes to play first half. It's 27-22 Evergreens. Rapids has the ball. Again, Rapids is 4-13 this season. It's a small student section. In fact, the number of Everest fans is probably about tied with Rapids. Maybe a small advantage for the home team in crowd support. Gets the ball down low to Matt Schooley, and Schooley scores on the low blocks over Broadhagen. 27-24. Zion Turner brings it up. Last couple of sets, it had been Zion Turner as a shooting guard. Now in traffic, Broadhagen goes into the lane, misses at the rim. Broadhagen almost followed his own miss. Rapids comes away with it. No advantage here for Rapids. Everest has three defenders back. Goes back out to Kronemacher, hanging off the front rim. Ball's loose, squeezed by the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson. One and done trip. Now under 7 minutes, they play Zion short again, and he hits a three. Zion Turner. Played him soft. Wow, Rapids should almost be taking a timeout to make that defensive adjustment. You play Zion Turner soft like that, Zion's going to have a night. Cronenmacher's got it up high for Rapids. Over to Caden Krauser. They're daring him to shoot. He does not. Goes inside to Polchinski at the rim. A friendly roll with the right hand for Keegan Polchinski, who now leads Rapids with 10 points. 30-26. Off a screen. Zion Turner again. Broadhagen set the screen. A rare miss. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Track down to the corner. Cade Siebertson to Zion Turner. Low block. Zion moving without the ball. Gets another basket. A lot of lessons there for younger players. Now Zion missed, but then followed down low, moving without the ball. So when that rebound was tracked down in the corner, Zion had the one-on-one matchup underneath. Back out for Krauser, a three that's probably not his shot, and he missed it. Left it short. Rebound to Brian Hallenbeck. Evergreens by six, biggest lead of the night. Hallenbeck creating with the ball to the rim. He's fouled and just missed off the back of the rim. Hallenbeck switched from right to left right there in the lane. And Hallenbeck will get two free throws. Keegan Polchinski, Rapids' leading scorer, has just picked up his second. Basketball is brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's west side. Baseman's is your one-stop for all of your footwear needs. Great selection of Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots. At Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for 80 years. Hallenbeck's first free throw, good. And one more coming. And it is also good. So Hallenbeck finds the stroke from the free throw line, and the Evergreens are up 34-26. This 8-point advantage is the Evergreens' largest of the night. Lazitza off a screen. Wow, could have cut to the rim, instead backed back out. The Evergreens have Ostrowski back in, and Ostrowski cut him off along the baseline. Rapids goes out and will reset. Again, Rapids runs a lot of half-court offense. The Evergreens, every time they get the ball, looking for points in transition, they're in go mode and push the ball up the floor. Up high, Austin Pirlo tried to go inside, knocked away. Ostrowski got his hand on it to Zion Turner, who's fouled, and he scores! The Rapids defender was not set and initiated contact. They going to say that's before the basket? Oh, that's not a good call. Come on! Zion Turner scored. They're going to say the contact came before Zion's shot was up and through. That's not right. Foul is on Lazitza, his second, so something good came of that. Evergreen's inbound underneath to Ostrowski in the corner. Ostrowski picks up his dribble while Zion Turner's down low on the blocks there. The Evergreens go back out. Evergreens have Alex Studeman back into Zion Turner. Splits defenders to the rim. A lot of contact there. Zion scores. No whistle that time. Evergreens by 10. We're at the 5-minute mark. Yeah, the Evergreens built a lead when these teams met earlier. I guess what you want to guard against is that momentum doesn't suddenly shift on you and Rapids comes back. The Evergreens, this game's been different, that the Evergreens have steadily built up the 10-point lead they have now. Hasn't come in one quick rush or a flurry. The Evergreens have steadily been increasing their margin. Lazitza has his dribble, goes cross-court, open for a three. Nathan Cronenmacher, boy, they needed that, and it's a miss. Ball is loose. Ostrowski was manhandled, but got it ahead to Broadhagen. Evergreens in transition, down low. That's a touch foul that's going to get the Evergreens to the free throw line. A lot of contact battling for the rebound that the Evergreens got. Evergreens got it ahead to Alex Studeman. And Studeman, deserving or not, is going to get himself to the free throw line. Caden Kautzer is called for the foul. That's Rapids' last to give. So the Evergreens go to the 1-1 for the rest of the half. Studeman was in the act of shooting, so he's going to get two free throws here. We're brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved ones. A proud sponsor of local high school sports, the Brainerd Funeral Home. Studeman's first is a miss. When the Evergreens are shooting at this basket to the right, they are closest to the Rapid student section. Maybe three dozen strong, but they're making a little bit of noise. Studeman resets and makes the second free throw. 37-26. Rapids has been stuck on 26 for a while here. Lazitza got a high screen for him. Zion Turner reached in. Oh, that's going to be a touch foul on Z. Zion was beat on the dribble. Lazitza got behind him, but Zion tried to poke that away from behind, and they're going to judge that Zion made contact. It's his second. See if the Evergreens now send Zion to the bench. He's got 15 points. and he will stay in with the two fouls and 4:22 to play until halftime. That was also the Evergreens' last foul to give, so the bonus either way for the final 4:20 of the half. Rapids inbounds underneath, goes back out, open for a three is Kautzer, no good, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Cade Sievertson to Zion Turner in transition. Turner splits defenders, hangs, misses off the back rim, gets his own rebound, and was trying to go back out to Studeman. The ball was knocked away. Zion Turner knew there were two players around him, so tried to set up a three, just got knocked out of his hand. Low the baseline, blocked by Ostrowski. Just rejected Matt Schooley. Two on one the other way. Zion Turner ahead to Studeman. Basket or a travel? What do we got here? It's a travel. Studeman shuffled the feet a little bit. Timeout call. 3:47 left until halftime. The Evergreens lead 37-26. Rapids will have the ball when we come back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Now this, there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC. And it's brought to you by our sponsors, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Pasuric Automotives, and this Midwest Communication Station. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens lead 37-26 over Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids will get the ball out of the timeout. Short rest for the Evergreens after this game. A makeup game tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon. The Evergreens will be home against Marshfield, so that's a game that's not on your schedule. Marshfield starts play tonight in a first-place tie with Merrill. Marshfield has won six in a row. Off the timeout, Lizitsa into the front court. Now the Evergreens have Cade Sievertson on him. Zion Turner is now on the bench. Quick break for Zion with the two fouls. Don't want the third to come before halftime. Lizitsa is still in the lineup with the two fouls. Got his dribble on Sievertson, goes back out. Three ball, Pirlo, no good. Long rebound taken in by Kronemacher of Rapids. Cuts to the rim and scores. Nathan Kronemacher. 37-28. Evergreens may want to be a little bit deliberate here with their best scorer on the bench. Hallenbach brings it up, gives it over to Cade Sievertson. Yeah, the Evergreens look like they're content to run a little bit of clock. This possession will bring it to under 3 minutes, and Keaton Edwards just passed to the area that Sievertson had just vacated, and the Evergreens throw it out of bounds. Okay? Not quite on the same page. The Evergreens have not turned the ball over much. I think, what, it's only the third turnover in the first half, so that part of the game's been good. Rapids with a chance to cut into the lead here. Austin Pirlo, guarded by Ostrowski, goes up high to Kronemacher, double team, back out, open for the three. It's Pirlo, contested, and it's a miss. Ostrowski got his hand out there, and Keaton Edwards tracks down the rebound in the corner. Everest by nine and the ball. Hallenbeck walks it up slowly. Gets it over to Cade Sievertson. Back to Hallenbeck in the corner. Goes cross court while Sievertson moving without the ball at the rim. He missed. Just a little bit outside the low block, so a little bit longer. Not quite a bunny. Got a block driving in as Lizitsa is going to be fouled. This will be a 1-1. Fouled in transition before he put that shot up. The foul is on Alex Studeman, who has picked up his second. Rapids is perfect at the free throw line tonight. The one thing that this Rapids team does well is shoot their free throws. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Ball is live on a miss. Dylan's free throw is a make. So he earns the bonus. One more coming. And that one's good as well. Dylan has seven and is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And Lizitsa with the two fouls is coming out now too. So Zion Turner on the bench for the Evergreens. Dylan Lizitsa on the bench for Rapids. Again, neither of these teams wanting to see their best players pick up a third foul. Hollenbeck, top of the key, drives into the corner. Ostrowski fakes the three, two dribbles, in, goes back out. Cade Severson got a screen for him, instead goes back to Hollenbeck. Smart basketball, Evergreens will reset. And now under 2 minutes to play. Halftime awaits with the Evergreens leading by seven. So the Evergreens are going to take a lead into the locker room. The question is how much. Studeman down low to Keaton Edwards at the rim. He's fouled and he scores! Keaton Edwards was set up before the ball arrived. He had better position on the low blocks, one-on-one coverage down there, and Keaton Edwards is going to win that battle. Foul is on Austin Pirlo, where Keaton's just the bigger player. Keaton scores, will get himself to the free throw line. Alex Studeman, who has two fouls, is also coming out. The Evergreens will sub in Braden Kinderman, who was on the court a little bit earlier and is now going to get a second shift for the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. No good. Back rimmed it. Rapids gets the rebound. The lead stays at nine for the Evergreens. Clock's winding down. 141, 140, 139 till intermission. Cronenmacher brings the ball up to Keegan Polchinski, who just came back in. And now Dylan Lizitza is back on the floor for Rapids. Pass down low over Keaton Edwards. No good. Keegan Polchinski. Edwards got him to change his shot. Left it off the back rim, and Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. So Edwards doing some nice things for the Evergreens coming off the bench. Got the rebound there. Got the basket before. Evergreens will be patient here. And Zion Turner's going to sit until the second half, I believe. Evergreens up by nine. 105, 104. Here's Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski lobs it over the top to Keaton Edwards. Got the double team on him. Goes back out to Ostrowski. Didn't have his feet set for a three. Ethan will let that fly if he gets the ball and he's in shooting position. He was not. The Evergreens back this out. The Evergreens aren't really holding for one. They're running offense, but they're looking for a good shot. They're being deliberate here. 40 seconds left in the half. Ostrowski surveys what's in front of him, dribbles once, picked up his dribble, gives it over to Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck drives in, splits defenders, extra pass to Keaton Edwards, who's fouled at the rim. Keaton Edwards will get two free throws. Clock stops with 31 seconds left. Two free throws coming up. Nathan Cronenmacher picks up his first. We have two Cronenmachers on the team. Keaton Edwards' first free throw is short, no good. One more coming. Caton Kautzer comes in. Keegan Polchinski, who has two fouls, goes out. So both coaches are playing the final moments of the first half, not wanting to get any starters in trouble with three fouls. So everyone wants to live to fight again in the second half. And hey, Keaton Edwards has made his second free throw. 40-30. Evergreens. Everest's biggest lead has been 11. Rapids will hold for a final shot. Dylan Lizitza walks the ball up. He's picked up there by Cade Sievertson. 17, 16, 15. Lizitza thought about driving in, backs it back out. So now he'll go to work. He's out near the center circle, and the clock's down to 10, 9, 8. Evergreens again have Sievertson on him, down to 5, 4, still 30 feet away from the basket. Lizitza back for a three. They collapse on him. One, a three at the buzzer. No good from Garrett Wiernick, and the Evergreens go to the locker room by double digits. It's 40-30. Back in the studio, we owe you a 30-second break, and we'll take it now on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. It's halftime at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens lead Wisconsin Rapids 40-30. 15 in the first half for Zion Turner and 10 for Brian Hollenbeck. We'll update our upcoming Fox Sports schedule. We have a doubleheader tomorrow, makeup games that were snowed and frozen out during the week. And we'll bring you through our full first half leading scorers when we come back after a 3 minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.